countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Coming up between now and 9 o'clock, this morning on this bank holiday weekend, we are out and about in the mart in Nina, on a farm in Croom, with a farming family in Carlow and at the Winteridge in the Burren, County Clare. Well, it's Tuesday afternoon and I'm here in Nina, and that means for the people locally that it's Mart Day. And of course, over the last 18 months or so, marts, like everything else, have been severely disrupted. Michael Harty is the manager here. Michael, you're back in action here.
We are, we're back in action. Yes, it has been a very difficult time for us. We had closures, we had sales without people in attendance, all online. I suppose if you said 2 years ago to us that we would have reached a stage where we were selling cattle online, we never would have envisaged it happening. But it proves when the necessity is there, things happen.
Yeah.
And it's now a common part of our business.
All right. So there's kind of a mix now of online and in-person bidding going on,
yes,
around the rings.
Exactly, Damien. Yes, we have a lot of our regular buyers are back at the ring, but we still have a lot of online activity. And I suppose people's habits have changed. We now have farmers coming in the morning, viewing the stock and going home and bidding from the comfort of their own homes.
Yeah.
And I believe the online is here to stay. It has many advantages. It has, you know, given us a bigger spread of buyers, and especially for special sales and maybe in calf heifers and pedigree stock, it gives you a much wider audience.
Yeah. Now, I was surprised when I arrived here earlier that there were so few people around the ring, and that's because, as you said, many of them now are staying at home and bidding online.
Yes, many of them are staying at home. Like, we wouldn't have anything like the crowds that we had in the past. And I suppose for some people, the social aspect of Mart is not as strong as it used to be. We would have a lot of probably bachelor farmers who, it was their day out. They came to the Mart to see and meet their neighbours and friends. Unfortunately, that aspect of our business is not as strong as it was.
So how have Mart sales been over the last few years? What's the trade like?
Trade, sure, it has been a super year. I think, you know, the price of cattle for the past 12 months have surpassed all our expectations. And I think the year 2021, when you take into the weather was so good,
yeah,
and grass growth was so good, and, you know, it has been a great year both for marts and cattle farmers.
Okay. Now, you did mention there about the social aspect of the mart, and it is an outlet for a lot of people, particularly older farmers who enjoy going to the mart, even if they're not buying or selling, but just to mix and meet with other people. But do you think that that is something that is going to die away?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. I think it has. And I think some of the more elderly farmers are very nervous of COVID. And, like, you know, some of them would be living on their own, and, you know, getting sick for them is a huge problem. And, you know, they have been very careful, and they're slow to mix again and come out. And, you know, the fear of COVID.
Well, Michael, you've a busy hour or two ahead of you, so I'll let you go in there before the sale starts. And thanks very much for chatting to us, and the best of luck, and good to see you once again, Michael.
Thank you, Damien. Thank you.